Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The Jewish entity in the West that protects it are warned of the coming earthquake of the Khilafah. A few days ago, the head of the Jewish entity's government, Benjamin Netanyahu, declared that, quote, Israel will not allow the establishment of an Islamic caliphate along its northern, western, or southern borders, referring to Syria, the Gaza Strip, and the West Bank. In his new statements, Netanyahu said, quote, I have repeatedly said, we will change the face of the Middle East, and this is exactly what we are implementing now, thanks to the decisions of my government and its steadfastness, we have broken the axis of evil in Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, and other places. We know our enemy well, and we will not accept the existence of a caliphate state here or in Lebanon. We are working to ensure the survival of, quote, Israel. His statement coincides with another in which he said, quote, he will not accept the establishment of any caliphate on the shores of the Mediterranean, vowing that the country would neither retreat nor surrender to such threats as if Allah's fulfillment of his promise to us awaits the permission of this arrogant man who rushes to his own doom and that of his entity. To understand the reality and context of Netanyahu's statements and his warning against the return of the Islamic Khilafah Caliphate, they must be linked to the numerous recurring statements by Western politicians and leading thinkers, all echoing the same warning. This confirms their deep fear that Islam might once again have a state and an imam who will say to Netanyahu, his entity, and all who wage war on Islam and its people and desecrate its sanctities, O enemy of Allah, the response is what you see, not what you hear. Netanyahu's statements imply that he is calling on America and the West to support the Jewish entity to be the spearhead of kufr, disbelief in the war against Islam, in order to prevent the return of its state and system. It is unfortunate that our enemies recognize the threat of Muslims uniting under a single state and sense that this great event is near, while many among our people still view it as an illusion or a distant dream. Despite the fact that establishing Islamic rule through the Khilafah is a duty from our Lord, it is the crown of obligations which every capable Muslim must strive to fulfill. Moreover, the return of the Khilafah is a promise from Allah and a glad tiding from His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask Allah that its seat be in Hashem, Levant, for through it alone shall we return, and through it alone shall we lead, through it alone shall we regain our lost honor and liberate our Quds from the Jews. Through it alone shall the sanctity of the Muslim Ummah be preserved and their blood, wealth, and honor protected. Through it alone shall we establish full Islamic rule as our Lord commanded when He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, said,
وَأَنِحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ
And judge, O Muhammad, between them by what Allah has revealed, and do not follow their inclinations. Al-Ma'idah 49. The rampage of the Jewish entity in Gaza, the rest of Palestine, and in Hashem, following the fall of the criminal Bashar's regime, which was backed by the wicked and the criminals of the world, is part of the broader expansionist agenda to impose a new reality with American green light, seeking an illusory security for a doomed entity that will soon fall by Allah's permission, to the disgrace of the enemies of Allah. The nature of the conflict between us and the Jews was laid out for us by the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and its method was demonstrated by our master Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, may Allah be pleased with him. Surah Al-Isra will remain a beacon of guidance, showing us the way, so we do not waver or weaken until the goal is achieved. The arrogance of the Jews in Gaza and Hashem will not be confronted with appeasement, softness, seeking their satisfaction, peaceful messages, normalization gestures, submission to conditions, or compliance with international powers and their demands. It will not be addressed by sending reassurances or by leaning toward the oppressors, even a little. What is required is a firm, principled stance in which we align with Allah taking the position that pleases him so that he may be with us and honor us with the support of the Ummah and its public base. We all saw the response of the Ummah, the pulse of Islam, the deep-rooted spirit of jihad within it, and its yearning to support Gaza and liberate the first Qibla in the third holiest mosque. Only the marching armies of the Islamic Ummah, after breaking the chains and tearing down the borders, led by sincere leaders who protect Islam, not thrones, will liberate our Quds and Al-Aqsa and aid our people in Gaza Hashim. It is only through them that we will break the entity's arrogance, drag its nose in the dirt, and prove that it is a paper tiger. Something already demonstrated by a steadfast, believing group in Gaza who are awakening the resolve of the Islamic Ummah and its people of strength, saying, "We have paved the way for you, so continue the march." So by Allah, O Ummah of Islam, and O people of strength and honor in the lands of Islam, among them the revolutionaries and mujahideen of Hashem, let us unite as one hand to fulfill Allah's promise and the glad tidings of His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to establish a state of glory, victory, nusra, and empowerment that will heal the hearts of a believing people. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَاهُ قُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ قَرِيبًا. And say, when is that? Say, perhaps it will be soon. Al-Isra 51. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Syria.